This is Gene Edwards. We are going through the book of Galatians. 'Tis a many-splendored, many-faceted book. And one of the things we are seeking to do is find that which feeds our spirit, for we find and know that food for the spirit is the same for us spiritually as food for the body. We're looking for that food. And we find it in Galatians. Not all verses, not all words, but we find it nonetheless in that book. And this is what we come to learn, that if you look really carefully, you'll find some passages that are given to things eternal. It's not an effort at all to learn anything here. We're not studying the New Testament. We're not studying the book of Galatians. And God forbid if it's 300 pages long, may it nonetheless never be a Bible study for any of us, but rather for life. And that's exactly what we're looking for when we look for things in the book of Galatians which are eternal and which are life-giving. So I have come, and this is personal on my part, and I have found these verses in chapter 3. Number 2, number 3, number 5, 14, 16, and in 26, and 28. And in 28, I find two things, totally different thoughts. Now, what do you do with them? Well, as best we can understand, we seek to literally partake of those passages with our spirit, with our very spirit. Now, that takes an awful lot of getting to, not used to, but getting to understand things in the spirit. I'm looking at these in the briefest possible way. I read sentence number 2, and there's much in that sentence, but I am looking for the very essence of what is there that is eternal. And I find I, Gene Edwards, have received the Spirit. I am not using my brain to learn something here, but reverently, quietly, I stand in awe of the simplest thing in the world, and that is that God's Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus Christ, is actually dwelling inside of me, and I have received the Spirit. Then I come to the very next verse, number 3, and I discover that I began with the Spirit. My beginnings all begin, above all other beginnings, with the Spirit. In fact, a great deal of what I just said has to do with me before the foundations of the world, when I was marked off in Christ, a chip of Christ, designated, predestined, destined for me. And that's where I really began. I received the Spirit. I have also begun with the Spirit. Then I come to verse 5. My Lord Jesus Christ has provided me with the Spirit. And what do I learn from this? That there is provision. Things provided for me by my Lord Himself concerning my spirit. That's number five. These are very basic but awesome. And 14, I receive the same thing I received before, and that is, I receive the Spirit. Then in verse 26, I find I am a son of God. Now, when I say that I am a son of God, that I am also a son in a corporate gathering that the sons get together and the sisters, the sons and daughters, sons with sons, daughters with daughters, children of God, all. We are sons of God, daughters of God, and I happen to be a son of God. Now, if I believe that, there's one thing I must do, and that is to not qualify it. I must take it exactly where it is spoken. Here, truly, is something I don't even want to know or consider. That in the eyes of my Father, in the reckoning of my Father, in the reckoning of His Son and of His Son's Spirit, I'm a co-son with the living God, my Father. What do I do with that? Quietly, I accept it. And I mean quietly and slowly, I accept that I'm a son of God. In fact, I would have you pay attention, not only to what I'm saying, but how. A wise man once said, the spirit is rather delicate. If you come loosely, fast, the spirit is like a dove. The spirit flies away. You could have studied these verses and be finished with them by now and be able to list these words. I have the Spirit, this provision in the Spirit. I began with the Spirit. I'm a son of God. Go teach it somewhere. I'm not here. I am here to allow not my mind, but my spirit to know. I will stay with Scripture. There will be no personal revelation here, an enriching revelation, an arresting revelation, sometimes a stunning revelation, but it is revelation of Spirit, His to mine, Spirit. And then in 26, I discover a little bit more. Not only am I a son of God, but I am all with sons of God. 28 gives me two things. I'm clothed with Christ. My clothing is Christ. I don't want to hurry that. My dog is clothed with fur. Bird is clothed with feathers. I am clothed with Christ. And then finally, the most arresting of all, and I must embrace this for what it says and receive it. I'm one with God. And so are you. And I breathe this. And I breathe it again, and I wait. And I have quieted myself. I'm not talking to God about it. I'm not trying to convince him that he's wrong in this matter. Nor am I trying to even understand what it means. My spirit has enough understanding. I, Gene, am one with God. Take your time. Eventually, spirit to spirit. That's going to take some practice. And you'll never know what it means if you don't stick with it. Now, you'll find that I have said, first of all, simply look at what's there. 2, 3, 5, 14, 26, and 28. And now I talk to the scripture. I talk to the statements. This is number two. You tell me that I have received the Spirit. You tell me I have received the Spirit. That my beginning was begun by the Spirit and by nothing else. In verse 5. The Lord has provided me with the provisions of His Spirit. This tells me that, again, that I have received the Spirit. You are telling me I am a son of God. And then you have told me that Christ is my clothing all day long and all life long. And you have told me, and told me boldly, that I am one with Christ. And if I'm one with Christ and Christ is one with the Father, then I am one with God. Indivisible, inseparably, I am one with God Himself. So I have learned I am not only clothed with Christ, but you have told me I am one with Christ. Now I'm alone. I'm alone in a small room. There's no one else here but me. And I am now going to move on. I have read the scripture. I have found the things in the scripture which are eternal, the scriptures talk to me. Now, I have literally, with my voice, spoken to the scripture. Now, I'm going to speak to Christ. I'm not going to rush it. Lord, I found out that I have received you as Spirit. Lord, you are in me. In your present state here on earth, your Spirit. And I have received you. And you as Spirit are in me, Lord Jesus. I begin in Spirit. And I feel some things stirring around inside of me, and I want to say them to the Lord, so I say them. Not before the foundations of the world, just before you created anything. You chose me, that I would have placed in me you, an invisible state, living in me. Lord, I accept that. I believe it. You made a promise that I would be given your Spirit. And I believe. And I have you. And you are providing, Lord. And you have provided me with the Spirit. Thank you, Lord. And thank you, Lord. I'm going on to 26. Father. Father, I'm one of your sons. I am biologically yours. In things spiritual, I have your biology, Lord. I am a biological one of your sons. Amen, Lord. Now, I come to the end of the chapter. Father, you say that I'm clothed with Christ. Lord Jesus, you're my clothing. Lord, you're my clothing. Now, I have to face with the implausible. And I am not going to let my head, my frontal lobe, my noggin get in my way. I am one with Christ. I am. Lord Jesus, I'm one with you. We are inseparable. I don't know where you start and where I start. I don't know where you begin, where I begin. I don't know where you end and I'm in. It's a bow before you, Lord. The cross, I was with you in the resurrection. I was there because we are one. And I am one with my brothers and my sisters. Amen, Lord. I'm one with you. I'm going a little bit further. And the Lord's going to talk to me. If all of those things are true, clothed, Son of God, one with Him, then I should have no trouble at all. Taking His very words and let them speak to me. And this is what I do. I tell the Lord that I'm going to listen. This is not prayer. I'm having fellowship with the Lord. And I'm not running out of anything to say because I can listen. And He speaks to me. Jane, I gave me to you. You have received me. I passed through your rib cage. I can do that because I'm spirit. I've come to live inside you. And that part of you that is a spiritual part, the spiritual realm that's in there, I gave you me. You received me. You have received my spirit, who has now taken up homeship in you, Jane. Not only did I receive, did you receive my spirit? That's when you began. The moment that I entered you, that's when you had you the beginning. Your beginning is me. Your Alpha is me. And your Omega will be and is me, Jesus the Christ. I go on to understand that I have not only received the Spirit, began in the Spirit, but I'm now listening to the Lord Jesus Christ. Jane, you have no idea what I've placed in you. Myself, my riches are me. I have provided for you, and my provision is me. I am provision of you, Jane. You were naked, I put my clothes on you. I am your clothing. From henceforth, I clothe you. Jane, I live inside of you, and I am your clothing outside. Lord. Jane, I have a Lord's family. You and I have something in common. I'm a son of God. So are you. I am the Son of God. But never forget, Jane, you are also one with And then I come to the inexplicable. Not only am I Son of God, I not only clothed with Christ, but I am one. And the Lord tells me, Jane, you are one Lord, I am a child of Abraham, and I am very actively faithing what you have said. Well, then, if that's true, I didn't come over to you to make us one. You came over to me. Inseparable? Gene? Forever? One. Gold pouring into gold. My spirit, I who am spirit, pour into you who have received my spirit, and we are one. One spirit. Listen to me. You are one. We are a singularity. Now, there is another step. And that one we'll leave for a week together one day. You and I, Gene, walk through a door, and in walking through that door, cease to exist. For on the other side, all things are true. And there is only God, the Father, and His Son, and all of His awesomeness, completeness, with all eternity in Him, with all creation inside Christ, on equal footing with His Father. And the Father speaks to Him. He speaks to Christ. There will be no off comments, no ad living. I don't get to go through that door. I can't make any comments. I'm not there. I am lost in the oneness of Christ. Such is Galatians chapter 3. You have a recorded recording of something similar to this for chapter 1. You have nothing for chapter 2. You now have for chapter 3, and there will be a 4 and a 5. God willing, there'll be a 6. Then you can go back to 2. Galatians 2:20, the Matterhorn, the K2, the Himalayas, the Mount Everest of everything Galatians will ever tell us. Now, it is for you in the church. And I don't mean that thing you sit down on Sunday morning and listen to a preacher preach. For I am a Christian outside that way of thinking, or conceiving Christ, or conceiving the church. It is mine to meet with a saint after I have done all this, and two gentle, quiet souls loving Him and laying everything else aside, become one with Him. All else ceases to exist but the Father and the Son. But I and a fellow member of the body of Christ, or if you're a fellow sister in Christ, come together to talk to one another. Oh, not in conversation, but in quiet declaration, believing that because there are two of us here, there will be more light, more life, more revelation as you speak to Christ. You don't speak to your partner. You speak to Christ. Your partner speaks to Christ, not to you. And then your partner speaks as Christ to you. And you have every reason in the world and every right in the world to respond to what is said and speak to Christ. Well, is it right to allow Christ to speak? Probably not, except if it's in your spirit. But remember one thing. You and he are one. You and Christ are one. Utterly, totally, completely, absolutely, eternally one. Yes. You can speak with the voice of Christ. Those words firmly grounded in Scripture. Yes. Absolutely yes. And you, with your spirit, responds to the voice you hear. And then, God willing, there'll be a meeting. Nobody's controlling it. In which you can share with one another what that which you have touched together. This is Gene Edwards, and this is Galatians chapter 3.